The grant is for $2.4 million. That would cover three-quarters of the cost of building an addition to the library and making other improvements. But the state will provide the money only if nearly $800,000 is raised locally by the end of this month. Fundraising Campaign Committee co-chair Melissa Inman says the goal is in sight, but there is still a little way to go.
We have now only about $94,000 left to go. You know, that's such a commendable thing, but we still have a little bit of ways to go. And I am confident that we can accomplish this if everybody just, you know, gives in like they are waiting, I think, to the last moment to do. But this has truly been a grassroots effort. You know, we've received very generous donations, but yet we've been able to raise all we have with not, you know, like a six-figure contribution. And I think that is outstanding and says a lot for our Macomb community.
Does that surprise you that you haven't received like that one really huge donation?
Well, it does and it doesn't, quite honestly. You know, we were at the onset of the campaign, we were very hopeful that we could maybe receive, you know, a six-figure donation to sort of lead the way. But we understand how our community has been, you know, kind of under the gun from a lot of different worthy causes. So they are being very generous to have given all they've given. And, you know, we are grateful for that.
So if I'm doing the math correctly in my head, you've raised over $700,000 in a little more than 6 months, 7 or 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
But you only have 2 weeks left to raise another $94,000.
Yes.
So is anything special being done to try and finish this off?
Well, yes. We do have a few cards up our sleeves, so to speak. We are hoping that a few individuals that we haven't heard from do step forward. But we also do have a plan underway called Jump in June. And I don't know if everybody has seen their papers, but Dr. Emily Hunter Fields and her half-sister Sandra Mosley have are spearheading, I should say, Jumping June, which is an effort to raise our last virtually $100,000 through a series of events going on between now and June 25th. In addition to that, there's also on the 19th at the library on the second floor, we are having an antiques roadshow. And that will be, again, on June 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. on the second floor of the library. And for a $5 donation, you can bring in, you know, grandma's ring or, you know, Uncle Ben's clock or something like that and have it appraised. And I think that's a very exciting opportunity that we have. You know, we hope that there's just standing room only for that.
Is there any chance of getting the deadline extended? If you're really close come the deadline, is there any chance the state will give you a little bit of extra time?
To my knowledge, there is no exception to that. So we are going to do what needs to be done to achieve that. Yes, the state is very clear about seeing what is in our bank account, in our funds, come June 30th. And should we not have met our goal, we are out of luck. So I don't know if people are under the impression that perhaps we've already met our goal, but we have not. We still need that last, say, $94,000 to bring us over the top and secure that wonderful grant. Really, I don't know ever if an opportunity to receive $2.4 million in grant money will ever come again to Macomb for the library in this way. So we really want to take advantage of it. We know there are people out there that are still thinking, oh, yeah, I have to write my check to the library fund. Please do it now. This is the deadline, June 30th. We need you to write the check now. Add another zero if you want. We would be so grateful for that. And we thank you very much for your support. If you've already given, and if you have already given, you know what? it's a new tax year, you can give again and have another tax deduction for your 2013.
Melissa Inman is co-chair of the capital campaign for the Macomb Public Library Expansion Project. Just 2 weeks remain to meet the local fundraising goal and secure a large state grant. The library was built in 1904 with money provided by Andrew Carnegie. Rich Ugger reporting.